Hare Krishna. I'm very happy to be here at the beginning of Japa Retreat Level 3 in Philadelphia with His Holiness Sachinandan Swami, Her Grace Archana Siddhi Dasi, His Grace Yogi Purush Das, and all of you. As Sachinandan Swami mentioned in his talk, we are divided. Part of us wants to be Krishna conscious, and part of us has doubts or has other desires. And as such, it is difficult to make steady progress.
But the mystery of these retreats, or the beauty of these retreats, is that when we come together, even though individually we tend to be divided, but when we come together with the intention of going deeper in our spiritual practices, going deeper in our relationship with Krishna and His devotees, we create an association that increases our desire, and ultimately everything depends on desire. I was drawn to this retreat for the association that focuses on our main spiritual practice, or our actual cultivation of our relationship with Krishna, or the holy name. And along with the positive intention, it sort of goes together, is the, so it's like, you know, always remember Krishna, never forget Him. So along with the positive intention to go deeper into our relationship with the holy name is the other side of it, which is to let go of everything else, which is either unimportant or, you know, downright unfavorable. And it is a it's a unique opportunity. We have the freedom to just focus on what we really want to achieve as devotees, as human beings, and to let go of everything else. We may have many obligations and distractions, but here we don't. Our only obligation is to ourselves and to the others who are here with us, to focus on our intention. Once a devotee asked His Holiness Radhanath Swami, he said that he was so enthusiastic to do service that even when he was chanting, he would be thinking of different services that he could render. And Radhanath Swami replied that that's nice, that you're thinking of service, but when you're chanting, your service is chanting. And if you're thinking of doing other services while you're chanting, you're not doing your service of chanting properly. So, chanting is, our, from a certain point of view, our most important service. It's a prayer for service. And if we're sincere in our desire to serve Krishna, then we will chant with intensity, and he'll fulfill our desire for service. So you don't have to use the time while we're chanting to think of various services. So, I pray that I and all of us who are present will be able to take, you know, full advantage of this opportunity. And get the benefit that we can while we're here. And take the benefit with us. Try to recreate the experience of the retreat even after we leave the retreat. We may not be able to do it always. I mean, certainly we won't be able to do it always. But for a certain part of the day or a certain part of the week, a certain part of the month, a certain part of the year, we can do that with good effect. When devotees come together with a common intention and make the effort, you know, wonderful things happen, amazing things happen. As we've often discussed, they may not be what we had in mind, but Krishna knows better what we need than we ourselves know. We should be open to whatever mercy he gives us. And it will certainly be for our ultimate good. Hare Krishna. As I sat down, Yogya Purusha Prabhu informed me that my few words would be the last item on the program, and that from here we would adjourn and get ready for tomorrow by setting our attentions, taking rest or doing whatever we have to do to be able to meet the next day and greet the next day as a wonderful opportunity to fulfill or begin the effort to fulfill our heart's deepest desires. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.